I was in London last week, meeting a friend for dinner. I got to Waterloo, where I met him, and together we headed for the Underground. He had a travel card for the day, and I had my Oyster card. The Oyster card is quite simple, and technically cost-effective. You can swipe it against a top-up machine at any Underground station, put cash into the machine, and the machine registers the money to your card, which you can then use to get in and out of Underground stations until the card is empty, whereupon you top it up again. At every station terminal with a gate, there is a circular yellow pad, and all you have to do is hold your Oyster against the pad, and the gate opens and lets you through. On leaving the Underground system, swiping your Oyster against the exit gate will open the gate for you and automatically deduct an amount of money from the card that equates to the cost of the journey you just took. Simple. There is one thing you must not do. You must not get into the Underground system without swiping your Oyster card. There are various ways this could be done: jumping over a gate, crawling under a gate, pushing against somebody as they are going through a gate with your hands on their hips. Young people do this a lot in Paris, especially to tourists who don't realise what's just happened. So, Bob and I entered the Underground system at Waterloo. He went through an entrance gate using his travel card, and I swiped my Oyster against a yellow pad, and a gate opened. I half noticed that the gate opened towards me instead of away from me, but I thought nothing of it. When we arrived at Leicester Square, Bob exited easily, and I got stuck, the exit gate refusing my Oyster. This occasionally happens when your Oyster card has run out of money, but in this case it will happen when you're trying to enter, not exit, the Underground system. I frowned and went to speak to the guard. I asked him if my Oyster was out of money. He told me to swipe my Oyster against the exit gate one more time, saw the gate decline my card, and then pointed me to a window just behind me where I could speak to the woman behind the glass. I went there, and she took my card, checked it, and then informed me, without looking at me, that I would have to pay £4 to exit the station. I asked why. She explained that the machine was giving no record that I had entered the Underground system. I asked if she was accusing me of crawling under an entrance gate. She responded by repeating that I would have to pay £4 to exit the station. The words, "computer says no," crossed my mind, and I wanted to hit her. I breathed quietly into my boots, which always helps in these situations, I find, and I told her, point blank, that I would not be paying £4 to leave the station, as I had swiped in at Waterloo, and that the machine was wrong. She looked at me coldly through her little glass prison-esque window. It was the only time she had looked at me. "Fine," she said, and walked away, taking my card with her. I couldn't follow, as there was a massive wall and a sheet of possibly bulletproof glass separating us. I breathed into my boots again, shrouded myself in the colour green, and went back to the guard at the gate, who I had first tried to engage with to try a second time. I explained what had just happened, and that the woman had walked away from the window taking my Oyster card with her. He listened, and then went off to the other window on his side of the gate, still leaving me stuck behind the barrier. He came back with a printed receipt that showed I had not been registered entering the Underground system. "But I swiped in," I argued, and then the memory of the gate opening towards me came back, and I told him what I remembered. He asked me if I had seen anyone coming out as I was going in that could have triggered the gate to open, and I said no, because there hadn't been anyone coming out. I maintained, as was the truth, that the gate opened for me in response to my Oyster. "You need to pay £4 to exit the station, sir," he said blankly. "Or you can go back to Waterloo and argue with them there." "No," I said, "I am not going back to Waterloo because I'm meeting a friend for dinner, and I'm not paying £4 to exit the station, because if I do, I'm conceding to the crime of crawling under an entrance gate, which I did not do. You're going to let me out now, and you're going to give me back my Oyster card."